There seem to be many people who thought that regional education offices should be done away with, and maybe it was useless bureaucracy. At the same time, you had a lot of people who came out and supported what you and others do across the state. In some ways, I would think it would be it was sort of a mixed blessing. You had to go through that battle, but it also was an opportunity for you and others to show really what you do and whether or not it's important enough to keep it.
Yeah, I agree. It has been a challenging 2 years. However, and what I've have argued for those 2 years is that for the $14 million that the General Assembly pays for us, I don't think all the services I listed, which I didn't list, we also do the background checks of all teachers and employees of the school districts. We also provide professional development for teachers and administrators, but it's roughly about $7 a kid that the services we provide. We pride ourselves in keeping school districts safe. That's from inspecting the school buildings, and doing the background checks, the training, and also background checking the bus drivers. So we feel it's our main role, and that's what I think we've showed through the services we provide, that we keep kids safe. So if you would outsource all of those duties that we provide, I know that it would cost more than the $14 million line item that we have in the General Assembly in the budget.
Walk me back, if you could, and I know before your time and actually before my time, but there was a period of time where quite a number of regional education offices throughout the state. Was it every county had one at one point?
That's correct. There were actually 102 offices at one time, but over time, and I don't have those figures in front of me, but there has been times where they cut them, I believe, to 75, and then they cut them one more time. I want to say to 55, then we ended up at 44, and now we're at 35.
And so basically that's roughly a third of what they once were. I mean, has that had an impact on your ability to do the work? I mean, or is it still being done and you're just making do with what you have?
Well, that's since I've been here, I've seen 20 to 30% cuts on our funding for our services we provide, and we still, I think, are providing quality services. It is a challenge. However, I think some things have become more automated, which we work with as far as certification and GED will become more automated and computerized, which I think will help us in the long run. And I think that my understanding is this merger of the 44 to the 35 will save about 1.6 million across the state. I think it's going to be more challenging in those rural areas to west central part of the state and down in the southern part of the state where you're spread thin and there's a lot of distance to travel. However, I think in more of the urban metropolitan areas, it won't be as challenging. So that's where I think it's going to affect, as we move forward from 44 to 35, it's going to affect those areas more than, let's say, a Sangamon County.
So the law required consolidating offices down to 35. What if that's not done by a certain date?
If the ROEs do not complete this merger of our office from 44 to 35, on June 30th, which is about a week away from here, then it is handed over to the Illinois State Board of Education and State Superintendent Chris Cook, and they will determine how to proceed forward with consolidating of the offices. At this point, the last number I got, I thought we were down to about 37 offices, and I know there are some issues in the west central Illinois area where we are trying to get these offices down to 35 statewide. So I do have some concerns. As we've said, we got to go from 44 to 35. And at this point, we're close, but I don't know if we're going to be able to get to that number. So we'll see what happens here in another couple weeks. But I'm hopeful that we can get this resolved, get to the 35 number, and then we can get on to just providing the services, the good services we provide to the districts, and just performing our duties of the office.
And there's no expectation that Sangamon County would have to take on any additional counties to do that. I mean, you already mentioned you're pretty high up there on population already.
Right. That's what I think. We've made a good faith effort here in Sangamon County, and so has Menard County and Gene Anderson, the regional school superintendent up there, that we've come together and worked this out, because the other two counties that were connected to the regional office, Logan is going to go towards the ROE that is in the Bloomington area, and Mason County is going to go towards the ROE in the Tazewell County. And so I think we've done our job to try to get this number down where those ROEs, the other two ROEs, did not have to do anything either. They are larger ROEs. So I think we've stepped up and we've helped this process along. So hopefully the other ROEs that are involved to the west central part of the state can do their part, and we can get this down to 35.
We're talking with the Sangamon County Regional School Superintendent, Jeff Vos. I remember talking with you when this, again, this legislative battle was underway, and you seemed to kind of take it in stride, and I think everybody was trying to work towards some type of an agreement. At the same time, I remember there were some superintendents who did not, they view it, I think, in some respects, that they were disrespected in the work they did, and some of them, I think, retired or left. I mean, has that been the case with some of the others?
That is correct, Sean. I am just starting to learn a lot of the new regional superintendents' names and the assistants. There is 88 of us. There's 44, obviously, regional school superintendents and 44 assistants. And I would say in the last 2 years, there has been a turnover of about, I don't have the figure right off of my head, but I would say almost half of those individuals are new. You are correct. A lot of people retired or took early retirement, and a couple, we went close to 6 months without funding for our salaries, and if I would have went any longer, I don't think I could have continued on. But the point that I stressed was I was elected by the voters of Sangamon County. I took an oath of office, and I felt it was my obligation to serve. And I think that's what set us apart, that we were willing to stay on the job, even though it was a difficult situation and very frustrating. But it shows that we do important work for the school districts and provide key essential services in keeping kids safe. So I felt very strongly about that, and I'm glad I stayed on. I think we're at a transition for the regional offices, and I think we have a good working relationship with the Illinois State Board of Ed and with our legislature and our school districts, the constituents we serve. So I think they see the importance of our role, and I feel very promising that we're going to work through this and continue to provide those services.
Well, finally, going back to Menard County, you're taking on that duty as well. How many schools, how many students are we talking about that you'll be responsible for there?
So this will all take place in July of 2015. So my term ends on June 30th, 2015, but my goal is to seek re-election, file petitions this coming September. So it would add 3 school districts, approximately 10 school buildings that we would do inspections on, and roughly add about 2,500 more students, close to 200 certified staff. So I see our services increasing by approximately 10%. So we should be able to do that with another staff member to assist those districts. And also another point to mention, Sangamon County, Andy Van Meter of the county board, and Brian McFadden, the county manager, and the county board, they were very concerned that this was going to add more of dollars or more fiscal responsibility for the taxpayers. But what the 3 district superintendents told me in the county board said that they did not need a satellite office in the Petersburg courthouse. So that was one of the points that made this easy to merge us together, was because there wasn't going to be any incurred costs for staffing an office in Menard County. They feel all of their teachers and students and constituents are about 20, 25 minutes away, so they could come to Sangamon County if they for the services that are being provided.